I want to say just a few words about North Carolina, my home state, possibly the finest state in this entire union. We got industry of all kinds, pretty country, raise corn, cotton, tobacco, peaches, peanuts, all like that. Got colleges all over the state, fine quality, pretty girls, and run off the finest white lightning made anywhere. Hey, I see you all ain't forgot your raisin. But it is. This government stuff that you all use up here in New York and all, that'll kill you. It will. You can't tell what's in it. Here last New Year's Eve, I was up in New York, and I got betrayed into drinking several folks' health. And I was trying to be as robust as I could about it. And I kept on drinking their healths, friends, till I'll tell you the truth, my own pretty near become endangered. But, well, now that's not true about white lightning. Now you can tell what's in that because you can see through it. And I never shall forget my first swallow of it. I took a good one, and I swallowed her down, and she hit bottom. And my face turned red, my eyes rolled back, and I gagged just a little bit. And then by and by I got over it. And some of the boys says, "How are you?" And I says, "Boys, I'm doing fine, gaining ground all the time. And I think I've got her if she don't jump." "Yes, sir." I says, "Give me just a minute to rest and I'll try her again." There was one fella that lived there close to me there a while, a fella named Sam Wood. And he made the best they was made anywhere around. But he had bad luck with it. He seemed like every time he'd run off a batch, why, he'd get caught. And he has owned the county roads so long and got so old that they finally just put him to a cooking. And he is serving up the boys one night. He is serving up a mess of creasy salad. That's turnip greens. It's not really. I just don't know what else to call them. But he is serving them up, and one of them called him back. Says, "Sam," says, "come in." Says, "there's a lizard in my greens." Sam looked back and forth and says, "Hush." Says, "the others will want one too." They might be good, fixed right. Sam, he had bad trouble with drinking a whole lot of it too. But he quit about, five, six, 7 years ago. And I got to talking about it with him one time. I says, "Sam, did you ever have the DTs? He says, "Boy, I had them when they first come out." Now, I'd like to report to you here that there is excellent progress going on all over. Down there, even in the most backwoods communities at home, they're getting all kinds of modern conveniences. There was a fella that worked at the same factory that I used to with my daddy there in Mount Airy, and he come in out of the mountains one morning just as mad as he could be. And he says, "Carl," says, "the people up there in the mountains getting to act just like the people in town." Says, "there's a family of them up there close to us that started putting screens on their windows, shutting the flies out on everybody else." And, well, then too, I think this is pretty good. Nearly all of our local officials can read and write now. They can. And some of them do their own punctuating. There was one in particular that I remember. He was learning pretty good. And he is down at the barber shop reading the paper and showing off. And, well, he is reading along, and he says, "I see him why so-and-so paid the supreme sacrifice." And the barber says, "Yeah, I heard where he is killed." Says, "Don't say he is killed. Says he paid the supreme sacrifice." It's not very funny. I just thought I'd tell you. And we are thrifty. I'm proud of that. I had an uncle one time. He said he bought him a new pair of shoes off a fella. Said he paid $3.25 for them. Pretty brown shoes. And said he put them on, and he is walking on uptown. And said he is walking along, and said, his left shoe commenced to hurt him a little. And he was limping just a little bit and said he was walking on. And he passed one of his friends. Says, "What are you limping for?" He says, "I bought these shoes and this left one's hurting me just a little." He says, "Why don't you cut them?" He says, "I ain't gonna cut these shoes." Says, "I paid $3.25 for them." He kept on walking. There's a hurting worse, and he got studying about that thing. And he got studying maybe that fella had something about cutting that shoe. He says, "I took my knife and I cut a little hole just about that size right where the sore was." And he says, "You know, I wouldn't took $3.25 for that hole." He told me that and I had to get up off the porch. But now, them of you that has to live here in Washington, there's a whole lot to be admired about Washington too. Cherry trees, monuments, and everything like that. The main thing though that I admire about Washington are the pretty girls. And I'm bound to say that. They are as pretty and well built as any I ever seen tried to fill a balloon dress. And I love to look at them. My wife told me a long time ago, she says, "You can look at the pretty girls, but don't you never touch nair." And friends, I've tried to live by that. Of course, that throws me to do an extra lot of looking just to make up for that one handicap.
That was Andy Griffith talking about his home state, North Carolina. April 8, 1960, that was the day that actor John Schneider was born. He went on to play Beau Duke in The Dukes of Hazzard. It was also the day that Elvis Presley released an album that included this song, Dirty, Dirty Feeling.
I got a dirty, dirty feeling. Dirty feeling's going on. You know I almost hit the ceiling. Took you in when you were hungry, and now you're cutting out on me. I'm gonna help you, little darling. That ain't the way it's gonna be. I hear you're pretty good at running, but pretty soon you'll slip and fall. That's when I'll drag you home with me, girl. I'm gonna chain you.
Picks out their own middle name. Well, he did. I'm talking about Alexander Graham Bell. Around the time of his 11th birthday, he decided to become Alexander Graham Bell instead of just Alexander Bell. Perhaps he was tired of being the third Alexander Bell in the family, sharing his first name with his father and also his grandfather. Well, whatever reason for the addition, Bell drew inspiration from one of his father's former students, Mr. Alexander Graham, to add Graham to the mix. Bell may have liked the ring of his new moniker, but he was still known to his family simply as Alec. And yes, I suppose it is true that the early bird does indeed catch the worm, or the patent in this case. Bell filed his patent for his version of the telephone on February 14, 1876, and later that same day, a lawyer working for a man by the name of Elisha Gray submitted an announcement of an invention for the telephone on his behalf. As he wrote to his parents in 1874, Alexander Graham Bell had become aware of his competitor's efforts and felt enormous pressure to finish his own design. "It is a neck-and-neck race between Mr. Gray and myself," he wrote, "who shall complete our apparatus first?" In March of 1876, Alexander Graham Bell received the telephone patent. He founded the Bell Telephone Company. And over the years, Alexander Graham Bell vigorously defended his telephone patent in a number of lawsuits. Here's Jerry Reed singing about that particular contraption, the telephone.
Operator.
Good call.
Huh?
Take your call.
Wait a minute. You ever drop your last dime in a public phone? Had to keep the dime, not even give you a tone? Can you beat that silly contraption with your fist till it comes off the wall? Or did you ever place a call to St. Louis Direct and get the civil defense in Connecticut? And operator say,
well, ain't that the number you call?
And my phone bill, that's wrong about half the time. And I always get this office idiot on the line. And she says, well, Mr. Reed, just call with play from your phone. And I say, lady, look, I don't know a soul living in Tokyo. And all the way I can pay this phone bill is go out and mortgage my home. Well, you can find them in every home. This thing called a telephone, it's the ultimate in modern day design. But it ain't out of order, then the number's been changed, or it's disconnected, or it just won't ring. Why, it's enough to drive a sane man clean out of his mind. Operator?
I'm sorry.
Huh?
Please complete your call
as well.
Why,
listen. Did you ever place a call on a hectic day and you couldn't understand a word nobody had to say and you keep trying to get your operator to come back on the line, huh? You stand there and you click that lever till your face turns blue and finally she comes cutting in on you and she says,
your 3 minutes are up. You're out of time.
Now I've had to stumble through the house without a light to get to the phone in the middle of the night and I stumble over there and stick a furniture in the house just getting there. So with a skin shin and a busted toe, I grab the phone and I say, hello, and all I get is in my ear. Well, son, you can find them in every home. This thing called a telephone is the ultimate in modern day design. But it ain't out of order, then the number's been changed, or it's disconnected, or the thing won't ring. Why, it's enough to drive a sane man clean out of his mind. All right, this is my last time with my last dime. Operator, I know. Well, I know that, operator. Well, I know you're sorry. What, huh? I've been 15 minutes. I've been dialing over. What? You said that before, what? Operator, you give me my dime. Will you give me my dime back? I gotta go to the bathroom.
I'd like to thank you for listening to the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd also like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. That's our anchor station. That's where the Jason Kirkman Show was born. And 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. There's also the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas. Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, West Virginia's proud veterans. They are proud to be first in Ritchie County, right there in Cairo, West Virginia. Also AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington, and OldiesRadio88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com. Both of those are out of Columbia, South Carolina, out of the beautiful islands, Hawaiian Pacific Radio. And Q-Star Radio out of Florida, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM out of Occidental, California, and WYAP 107.7 FM out of Clay, West Virginia. There's also AM 1700 out of San Francisco, California. They call themselves Radio Richmond. And AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR out of Ringgold, Georgia. Andrews Community Radio out of Andrews, North Carolina. Classic Hits, 1630 AM, just a little north of me in beautiful Denver, Colorado. And our latest affiliate, Dark Classics Radio out of Dark County, Ohio. And we, of course, never forget our wonderful European cousins in the United Kingdom, The Music Player Yesterday. Thank you all so much for listening to the Jason Kirkman Show. Let's get back to all the fantastic fun. But before we do, I'd like to remind you to visit my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Check it out. I'm going to try to post some pictures from Tombstone, Arizona this week and the Grand Canyon. And you'll never know what you'll find there. That's for sure. Thank you all so much for listening. Now we'll get back to all that fantastic fun. The association with Along Comes Mary. Some might sincerely believe that the world's fastest roller coaster is at Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson, New Jersey. It's the King Ka at 128 miles per hour, but alas, it is not the world's fastest roller coaster. That title goes to the Formula Rosa at Ferrari World on Yas Island in Abu Dhabi. Please don't ask me where that's at. It is the Formula Rosa. It tops off at 149.1 miles per hour. Now that's fast. And it produces 1.7 Gs. Now to put that into perspective, space shuttle astronauts experience up to 3 Gs during liftoff. So if you want the ride of your life when it comes to roller coasters, find out where Yas Island is.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
Get your
That was Creedence Clearwater Revival with Up Around the Bend. Here's Chuck Willis with Feel So Bad.
Feel so bad. Feel like a ball game on a rainy day. Like a ball game on a rainy day. Yes, I got my rain check. Shake my head and walk away. Ooh, people, that's the way I feel. People, that's the way I feel. Sometimes I think I want, then again I think I will. Sometimes I want to stay here, then again I want to leave. Then again I want to stay. Yes, I got my train fare, pack my grip and ride away. That's the way I feel. Ooh, people, that's the way I feel. Sometimes I think I want, and again I think I will.
Well, folks, once again, it's just about that time to finish up. I want to thank you all for listening to the program, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. No matter what happens, always keep your smile, always keep a song in your heart, and do what you can to care for those around you. I think now I'm going to get ready and go check the fluids in the old truck, do a little laundry, pack that bag for Seth and I for our vacation, and then I might just sit back and maybe enjoy an old John Wayne movie. I do hope you all have a good week. No, I'm going to rephrase that. I hope you all have a fantastic week. Wherever you live, don't fail. Please don't fail to appreciate the people and the history around you. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station. This has been the Jason Kirkman Show, and I just happen to be that lucky guy. I'll leave you with this, another great song by a great artist, Jackie Wilson, Am I the Man?
Tell me so. You ought to be here to prove it's true that I'm the only one for you. And baby, tell me once again, oh, am I the man?
Yes,
yeah, girls in this big city, all of these girls, it's a pity that my girl, she's a thousand miles away.
are driving me wild. But I'm gonna wait until you're in my arms. I'm gonna wait until I have your charms. I'm gonna wait till you come to me and love each other like it ought to be. And baby, tell me once again, oh, am I the man?
Yes, you're the man.
Yeah, girls in this big city, all of these girls, it's a pity for that my girl, she's a thousand miles away. Yeah, yeah, baby, you'd better hurry, 'cause I begin to worry, 'cause all of these beautiful girls are driving me wild. Until you're in my arms, I'm gonna wait until I have your charms. I'm gonna wait till you come to me and love each other like it ought to be. And baby, tell me once again, oh, am I the man?
Yes, you're the man.
Come on.
If you ever plan on taking a vacation in this part of the country, might I recommend a stop in our beautiful area, Southern New Mexico, where you can learn about Billy the Kid, some of America's atomic programs, and our space program. There's a lot to see and do here, I guarantee it. You can check out all there is to see and do in our local areas by visiting www.alamogordo.com, www.cloudcroft.net, and www.newmexico.org. All of these sites are now linked on my homepage at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. The Jason Kurtman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, providing cleaning products for the home and business since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.